Would it help everyone if we put a folder inside the documentations folder? We just simply call it templates, and then you guys put that in there. Would that help?
Would it not be better in production, like the file in documentation, and then the folder where those templates go in production? So you
it would, but that might be start that. But that's where some people might get a little bit confused on that.
Fair enough.
If we keep it all under the same folder.
Yeah, with the file, and then people can just save their individual files in that folder. Sorry, I'm complicating it, but I just want to make sure that everybody knows Wagwan before they like go back to Justin and be like, "What did you want us to do again?"
Ah! I'm just trying to save something being deleted in the documents because it's
exactly
in there by itself without being in a specific folder for that.
Because then it won't get, there won't be any deletes.
Yeah, but if they have copies of their own, then we could lose the template itself. I mean,
their name at the end of it, then there won't be any pasting over the top, so it will be a new file.
The other option
is people just copy the actual file without needing to go into it to copy and paste anything. You just copy the actual file over to your documents folder and paste it, and then you just rename it with your and you can just do it that way.
That's what we've been.
Or if you're in Word, you can on Windows F12 save as the new thing, and it will just save.
Might be easier if you're gonna make any edits, make sure the copy that you got is out of Dropbox rather than in. That way, then there ain't any confusion or anything like that. Okay, so to that end, there will be a folder inside the documentation folder, just simply named templates. And in there will be the original empty template file. You take that TXT file out, you put that on your local documents folder, wherever it is, you make the edits on your local machine, then once you've done that, you rename it and like save it with your name on the file, and then you copy that back into the templates folder. We grab it, we do what you want us to do with it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yep. Already done, sir.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much. So there is a folder now in there called templates. Does anybody have any questions before I carry on?
Yes, I have actually. What are the current rules regarding promos? I.e., would you object if I did my own promo rather than left it to you guys? Or what's the
Okay, so the rules are at the moment, we have a 4 weeks grace period for any new DJs or shows and stuff like that. So you'll be on for 4 weeks with no promo. If you're happy, if you're
Nothing. Sorry, I'm laughing. Sorry, I will explain Jesus that later. Christ, it's Harry. Nothing to do with
so
your
I
promo.
So I can't have a promo for 4 weeks?
Yeah, no. Wait. Justin, you're missing the question. The question is, if she does, can she make her own promo regardless of your 4 week period?
We normally try and keep the promos down to a production team.
I am able to do it, so I'm thinking it will take the pressure off of you guys. I'm happy for you to look it over and whatnot, but I'm happy to do it. So
if that's okay, can I discuss this with you after the meeting?
Okay.
I think surely, though, like if someone wants to make their own promo, they should be able to, no?
I mean, look, you've seen the stuff that I've done. I'm not going to do a shit job.
I'm not saying you are, but we've always had a thing in the past where if people wanted to do, like, we've always said that everyone in the production team has always been in charge of making promos. And what I didn't want is one rule for one and another rule for other people.
Yeah,
there's people in the past who've been asking.
Not
everybody's capable of making their own promos, though, so that's why they come to you guys.
Yeah, that was the thing, like, in the past. Obviously, things have changed since then. To be fair, that is a pretty decent question.
Because you were just saying... So my issue with it is that you were saying how stretched you guys are and whatnot. I have the knowledge and the to be able to make a promo. So surely, if it takes the pressure off of you guys, I'm not going to do a Friday job on it. It wouldn't be a bad.
Look, I'm not saying you would do if that was your your thing was never the issue. That was never the issue. My thing was just trying to make it like, I'm not saying, fair for everyone. I didn't want to come across as one rule for one and another rule for everyone else, because other people who we've turned down, who they said they could do their own promos in the past, and we said no because we were in charge of that, could have a bit of an issue with that. That was my only concern. And to be fair, it wasn't something. I tell you what, Louise. To be fair, you have done. Oh no, your time's changed, isn't it? And you done your own promo last time, right?
I never had one in Strictly 60s because it changed slots and things. But the Box of Tricks had one, which I did.
And you done it yourself, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well then this time, go on, go ahead.
I mean, look, I would play fair. I would give it to you to listen over before I put it public. But like I say, my thing was, because you said that you were so busy and whatnot, you know, my thing was, well, I can do it, so why don't I just go ahead and do it?
Okay, that's fine. Provided that you let us have a look at it before it gets released, then that's fine. In that case, then, everyone, we normally have a meeting once every month after the main meeting, production team. So we will flag this up, not this in this particular one, but giving people a chance to, like, those people who are capable of making their promos. And stuff like that. We will have a meeting about that and see what it is. Sorry?
Yeah, Logan did his, isn't it?
Yeah, but he was part of the team.
I mean, it's irrelevant anyway. All of that is irrelevant. I guess you just have to make a decision on whether that would be okay or not. And if you're saying if you're saying it's okay for Louise, then again, to stop the whole, like, okay for one and not the other, then, you know, it's just a thing you have to decide with your own team. I personally don't see an issue with it, but I'm not the manager for that, so
I don't either. I've offered to help, you know, people here, so I mean, I'm not trying.
I'm happy to help out as well, because again, I know what I'm doing. So if you are stretched and you want some help, then holler, because I'm happy to pitch in.
No, we appreciate it. It's like I said, it was just more of a one rule for one and another rule for everyone else, and that was it, really, to be honest. We sort of shut ourselves in the fort just a little bit by turning, but we didn't realise. But we're going to have a meeting about a few other bits and pieces anyway, because we need a updating things. So we will flag this up and then we'll know. But in the meantime, Louise, just go ahead and do what you've got to do. That's absolutely fine. The only thing I will turn around and say is, obviously, we have told people that in order, when they first join us, because of the issues that people have been having, not just with us, but with promos in general, that we give people a 4-week grace period with no particular promos. Because the reason on that is, when a promo gets made, like, and sometimes DJs come on, they get a promo sorted out for them, or they do their own promo, next minute they're off. So it's 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then it's just a waste of production. So we had that rule in place. That rule's been in place for just, I think, even before you left last year, I believe. I don't know. But it has been in place for quite some time.
Okay, sorry. Help, I'll mute the net.
Hello?
Okay. I think that's all good. Do you want to say anything else? I don't know.
Yeah, just one
Sorry,
more.
I had a timer going off and everything. Sorry, it was a bit manic for a second.
Just one more thing, just regarding, since we're talking about shows real quickly. Friday Night Essential Mix still going strong. Friday Festival as well. Obviously, Ray, Billy, everyone else is, you know, kicking off on that. It's really brilliant. That's about it, really, to be honest. I think there's possibly going to be a change, I think, for Monday's Late Night Love comes up soon, isn't there? I'm a little bit confused with Monday's night slots.
No, darling, the Late Night Love on Friday's already gone. Remember? Because Hazel Monday. Does this show. I said Monday.
No,
Hazel's
Monday.
You said Friday.
Hazel is...
It's
Hazel
Monday.
Is
Monday. I meant Monday. Yeah,
it'll be okay, so that's gone.
Well, I'm hoping she's going to get on the air with Venya at the minute.
No more Piano Journey. Bye.
Yeah.
That's it. So my show is on Fridays, and everything. So yeah, that's about
Wicked.
It.
Okay. All right, folks. I guess it's my turn. So I had a couple of ideas. Well, an idea which I threw over to the managers last week, and they think it's okay, I think. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I like it. It's a good idea.
So Halloween's coming up in the next 5 or 6 weeks or so. The book just started playing randomly. Oh my good grief. Hold on. Just talk amongst yourselves or something. It's bedtime.
Some professional leader. Uh-huh. Yeah. What happened?
I know.
Wow.
Right? I feel like
love you, Alia.
This is not going to be Butcha Butch.
Right. Sorry, I'm trying to deal with bedtime. It's not happening. So Halloween's coming up, and we were thinking of doing like a what would you call it? Like a competition, basically. If you guys want to get involved, basically you're gonna have a if you're able to. So dress up in some sort of costume of some kind. And take a picture of yourself and maybe possibly record yourselves. And we're going to put them up a week prior to Halloween. I'm going to kill somebody.
Yo-huh.
prior to Halloween. And then it's going to go up on all the socials. And you basically the listeners vote. I've made this really complicated because I'm flustering now. But does that make sense?
Yeah.
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 Basically, do you want to help, Alia?
With my French maid's outfit and be what's her name from more
basically, you guys
surely
you haven't
finished.
Alia,
surely
it?
That's not.
No, she's. But do you want help with this? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, let me know if you need a hand.
I can help explain if
I
you
do.
Want.
I do.
Oh, you do want a hand? Okay.
Yes,
sorry.
Thank you, please.
All right, so basically, we dress up. Everyone dresses up like as whatever, and we take a picture and we do like a description of everything, so it's like accessible for blindos and sighted people, for everyone. You know how it works. Literally, so we put that up the week before, and then they all vote on which costume, the costume that they think is like their favorite or whatever. Am I doing right so far? I want to make sure I'm saying this right. Okay. And it just makes a bit of interaction, and the winner gets like a prize, isn't it, as well?
Yes. So, so the winner will get a prize, and it's not like, you know, the Americans will still get, you know,
everyone.
You know, you can still get involved.
Everyone.
Yeah. So basically, everybody's excluded. I was going to exclude the managers, but then Terry said he was not happy about it, so I'm not excluding you guys.
No.
Yeah, because I want to dress up as Jigsaw.
Address
so.
Yeah.
Okay. So does that make sense?
Yeah,
everyone.
Obviously, it's not compulsory. If you don't want to do it, or if you feel too shy, then you don't have to. And stuff like that.
Anyone who feels comfortable and like, because we don't really do anything for Halloween in England, which is a bit sad.
Also, nobody else celebrates it and like the idea of it and stuff. Do they like?
I like Halloween.
Yeah, me too. And also, we were thinking for the people who have shows on Thursday, we need a couple more days to sort of iron this out, but we were thinking of doing like a special,
maybe
like
changing the schedule around
the a special day for the
people
schedule.
That, like, for people that care about Halloween more to do shows that could be themed a bit, and people that don't care. Does that make sense? Like,
I'm actually going to be in Hawaii that day, so I don't know if I will just say no that week or what.
Well, that's fine because
it's going to be 6 a.m.
that's okay because we might end up kind of getting rid of your show anyway, and we would have to come to you and ask you first.
Yeah, no one's
so
gonna
not
have
around. Like, what?
It'll more than likely, yeah, it'll probably 50-50 be a yes because I'll be in Hawaii actually that week, so there is a chance
I'm not getting up
may not want to do my show at 6 a.m. anyway, so we'll see. I mean, I could, and if people still want to hear me, then I mean, obviously, I can do Halloween themed for my show. Maybe I'd have to find some good tunes, but cool. Good work.
Yeah, but also what you remember is the week before, that's when the pictures will go up